Full House by Molly Keane. Read by Fiona Shaw. Chapter 1. Oh, thank you so much, Miss Parker. Those are lovely. Or do you think you might pick them just a shade longer? Oh, I see you've picked the rose colours. Oh, it was the flame I wanted, the flame at the back of the border, and then the smoke, not the rose or the yellow. Miss Parker, the little bearded governess, gazed sadly at her basket of tulips. All her life long, she could trust herself to do the wrong thing. Now she had done it again. Just one little, once again, mounting up the mistakes and misfortunes of a stupid little thing. But she means well.
Oh, Lady Bird, I'm ever so sorry.
She now breathed distressfully.
Whatever can I do about it now?
It was sufficiently tiresome of Miss Parker to have gathered dozens and dozens of the wrong tulips, thus entirely defeating Lady Bird's colour scheme for the drawing-room, without adding to her shortcomings that appalling,
ever so, whatever can I do?
The question ran once more through Lady Bird's mind. Was she or was she not justified in keeping Miss Parker on as a governess for Mark? A Swiss girl would probably be cheaper, and certainly so better, although she might not work so diligently in the garden, nor be so attentive to the dogs when they were sick. There again, she had nearly killed Susan by administering a most excessive purge, and had dragged up unknown quantities of treasures in the rock garden. But Mark liked her. He would gaze on her tenderly and sometimes pat her face. However, Miss Parker discouraged this sort of play in public because it must draw attention to her beard, a subject on which she was agonizingly sensitive. The sun shone alike upon Lady Bird and Miss Parker within the shelter of the kitchen garden. The late fruit blossom...